What if my partner is flawed? Some people ask if the work advocates passive acceptance of one's relationship, however bad it is. I tell them that the work doesn't advocate anything. How can it? It's just four questions and a turnaround. It's sometimes hard for people to hear this. If I love my partner just as he is, they say, doesn't this mean accepting his flaws and staying with him? Why should I put up with him? What if he really is flawed? What an interesting question this is. Let's take a look. He's so inconsiderate, he tracks mud into the house. He sits on my freshly made bed to tie his shoes in his dirty work pants. He doesn't hear what I say because he's focused on the football game. She snores. She doesn't do it right. He threw the whites in the washing machine with the Red Sox, and now the whites are forever pink. She stopped exercising and gained weight. Just look at her in that tight dress. He's heading out the door, on the way to a job interview, all dressed up with dried egg in his beard. Why do these things happen? It may not be clear at first, but if you take a minute, you'll discover that they're wonderful ways of bringing us closer together. Not if you're passive, though. This is about your own empowerment, your ability to see things as they really are through the eyes of love. When you do the work on your partner, you realize that all your problems are coming from you, because it's your thoughts that are telling you what to believe he is. If you see him as flawed in any way, you can be sure that you've found a place where you're arguing with reality in that moment and are blind to yourself. One way to find such places is to notice where you feel most righteous and justified in your attack. Go back to the source. Go to yourself. Let's look at the husband with egg in his beard. You can see him in two ways. First, when you think he's flawed. Oh, God, there he goes with egg in his beard. Hey, stop. You have egg in your beard. What a slob. I don't know what you're thinking of. Wash it off. Hurry, you're late. Here, let me do that. You've had your chance. Why do I have to point these things out to you? They'll never give you that job. You can be so frustrating. Why did I even marry you? No, stop it. I don't want to kiss you. Just leave me alone and get out of here. The other way is when you know that being flawed is simply not possible. He's going out the door with egg in his beard. That is so funny. He must be in a big rush to have missed something so obvious. I'll wipe the egg off for him as I notice a few of the reasons this happened for us, or at least for me. It happened so that I could see his beard in time to save the day, of course, so that we could laugh together as we imagine what the job interview could have looked like with egg in his beard. I get to wipe off the egg for him, and that is warm and dear and funny and intimate. I didn't think I had time to kiss him goodbye, and the dried egg made it possible. Interesting how time opens up when you think there's no time. And I get the credit for his new job.